Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today I am going to talk about what do you do when you've tried everything and nothing is helping you. So today I'm going to kind of dive into some very sensitive subjects. One that I'm aware of, many people don't want to look at, mostly because if they do, then it means something bad or awful or terrible about them. This is kind of one of those things that we stuff and stuff and stuff because if we acknowledge it, it means something terrible about ourselves. And the reality is, it doesn't mean anything about you. Okay, so before I even really dive in today, I just want to say that if you're listening to the show and you start feeling really bad about yourself, or you even start kind of feeling this energy where it's like, oh gosh, you're going to get in trouble. That's a very, very common one, I have to say, for a lot of people. They'll have this energy that comes up when they start really looking at this for themselves of like, I'm going to get in trouble if I look at this, or I'm never going to be able to change this, so why even try? Or they'll hear often, you're never going to change this. This is never going to be different. So I just want to say that if you hear those energies, number one, you're on the right track, okay? You really are. And that resistance or that wrongness that you're hearing in your head, that's just energy trying to deter you from changing this for yourself, okay? That's just stuff that's trying to stop you. So if you can, just keep listening. Don't buy into that intensity of wrongness. Come with me today and we can untangle you from that upset and really truly set you free. Because the thing is even though it feels like what this is for you, this energy of like, oh, I've tried everything to change this and nothing's ever going to help me and I'm never going to be able to change that, you can change it. Okay, you can. You are helpable. There is something that can change that feeling you have inside you, even though you may have tried everything under the sun. You may have been doing 7 million different, even holistic things, and still, it's still there, and you still haven't changed it. And I'm going to tell you right now that you can change it. Okay, you can change that for yourself. And I promise you that if you decide and if you really truly desire to change that whatever that is for you, you can. So today I'm going to talk you through the process of changing it, really help you kind of untangle and unwind from that energy that's been maybe even plaguing your life for a long time. So really looking at today, what do you do when you've tried everything to change something in your life and nothing is helping you? Yeah, so take some nice deep breaths today. And what we're going to start by doing today is we're going to expand. Now, when we expand, we're just expanding our beings, not our bodies, right? Our beings are energy, space, and consciousness. Our beings are where all of our programming, all of our points of views, everything we've ever decided that is real and true about life and about who we are is all stored within the energy, space, and consciousness of who we be. Now, this is kind of fundamental today for what we're talking about, because oftentimes, if you have had something that you have tried everything to shift and change and nothing is helping you, well, not oftentimes, every time, there is a core frequency that is happening within the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be, that at some point, and potentially maybe not even in this lifetime, maybe lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes ago, you bought that energy as real and true about you, or you experienced something that validated something about you, and you've carried that with you for maybe lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes. You know, oftentimes I will work with people, let's say they have a chronic illness, and I can say I had a chronic illness as well. Okay. So I lived with a chronic illness for most of my childhood, all throughout my teens, through my 20s. And when I finally started doing this type of work, when I started to understand how the being processes information, how I function as a being, and in really truly the vibrations, the frequencies within who I be. And when I changed that, it changed the way that my body operated. Okay. Now, so if I look at someone who has chronic illness, and I know I said at the beginning of the show, but I want to say this again, today's show, I am going to talk about some very sensitive subjects. So just kind of keep that in mind. So if I look at chronic illness, for instance, okay, now one of the things that I found, and one of the things that I always knew about me, was there was always this core energy of sadness inside of me. Now, I had experienced things as, you know, a child, and even in my teen years, and even in my 20s, that would validate that core sadness, right? That would give me a reason to say, well, I'm sad because, you know, I had these things happen to me. But the thing was I could never really truly shift that sadness. That sadness was always looming. It was always kind of present in my everyday life, even when things were going well and I was happy and, you know, things were great. I still always had this like intrinsic feeling of sadness inside of me. And one of the things I learned, or one of the things I discovered about myself, was that intrinsic sadness that I could never shift wasn't because I was a bad person, or I made bad decisions, or, you know, whatever, all these things I had decided. The intrinsic sadness inside of me was a core vibration that I was functioning in this reality. And what that was doing was, that was the energy that was creating that chronic issue, that chronic pain condition that I had in my body. I had fibromyalgia and I had chronic fatigue syndrome. And that core vibration of sadness was what was, I'm going to say, feeding or, you know, keeping my illness alive. Now, I wasn't a bad person because I had you know, these chronic disorders. There wasn't like I was a victim to my life or a victim to my circumstances, or there wasn't anything bad about me. And I think that that's what is an important part about really truly discovering what it is that's stopping you from being able to change something, or being able to have the change in your life that you've been looking for. Is you have to stop making you wrong, okay? And one of the things, especially when I really started looking at like my chronic illness and the chronic patterns that were going on in my life that I couldn't change, like that intrinsic sadness, and, you know, feeling that hopelessness of, you know, I've tried everything and nothing is helping me, and going back to kind of feeling that hopeless, or that sad feeling, understanding that that's just a vibration that my body is vibrating within, and I can actually change that if I allow myself to have the access to the information, to all of the aspects of what's going on, so I can change it. Okay. Yeah, and we're just going to kind of vortex that through, vortex that through, vortex that through. Now, I started talking about expanding here, and then I just went on a tangent. So let's go back to this, and while we're here, and let's go ahead and expand out. Because, again, even that, as I was talking about that core vibration of sadness, that core vibration was existing within the energy space and consciousness of who I be. Okay, so when I started really practicing expanding, when I started really looking at the vibrations in my life and where those frequencies were at within the energy space and consciousness of who I be, it allowed me to shift and change those kind of magically, so I didn't have to be stuck in those energies any longer. So let's go ahead today and let's expand. And go ahead and put your barriers down. Your barriers down, your barriers down, your barriers down. And all we're going to do is we're going to expand out our being, okay? Because your being is energy, space, and consciousness, and your body is within your being. So we're not expanding our body, we're just expanding our being. So let's go ahead and expand out. Go ahead and make yourself as big as the building that you're in. And you're going to go all the way out and all the way down. And all the way up. And take some nice deep breaths. Just expanding out your being. And go ahead and expand out as big as the city that you're in. Go all the way out. And all the way down. And all the way up. And go ahead and expand out as big as the state that you're in. Go all the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. Go ahead and expand out as big as the country that you're in. And you don't have to do anything, you just have to allow your being to expand. And you're just going to go bigger and faster and bigger and faster and bigger and faster. And go ahead and expand out as big as the planet that we're all on, as big as planet Earth. Bigger and faster and bigger and faster and bigger and faster, becoming one with everyone and everything. And the universe. And the multiverse, multiple universes. And times that by million, times that by million, times that by million, times that by million, all the way out to the space of who you be, as the infinite being that you be. Bigger and faster and bigger and faster and bigger and faster and bigger and faster. Yeah, and let's go ahead and just settle all the way down into the space of you. Now, again, like doing this, getting used to expanding yourself out a lot, what you do is you're able to access all of the programming. Everything that you've decided, who you are, who you be, all of your points of view, everything is stored within the energy space and consciousness of who you be. So in this place, we can really truly make the changes that are required to really truly get that life change that you are looking for. And so today we're really talking about when you've tried everything and nothing is helping you, right? So that tells me if you've had a problem, if you've had an issue in your life and it's been plaguing you for years and years and years and years, that is a key indicator that tells me that you are functioning in an energy that is within the energy space and consciousness of who you be, and you're probably more than likely in resistance of that energy all the time. And And what that means is that you're looping probably in a place where every time you start to get close to the issue or close to the problem, you make yourself wrong in some way, shape, or form, and it starts a resistance of the energy. You know, often people will tell me, well, what if I'm just really a bad person? Or what if we can't change this because I'm just really, really wrong? And I'm going to tell you right now that that is not even close to what is true for you. Okay. Again, if there's a problem and that you've been trying to change, and every time you get close to it, you feel that wrongness is energy, it's information, it's things that are in the way to stop you from really truly seeing what that is. Because when you actually really truly see what that is, you're going to be able to shift it very, very easily, and your life is going to change. Yeah, just feel that for a moment. Now, I want to kind of play in a little bit of a story here today, because I feel like if we can get into a larger viewpoint, if we can look at this from a grander scale, if you will, I feel like it's easier to really understand why you would be maybe even tormenting yourself, or maybe why you've spent a majority of your lifetime trying to change this, shift this, move forward, you know, move on with your life. Okay. So one of the stories that I've played in many of these radio shows, if you've been listening for a while, you may have heard a lot of my stories about, you know, why we're here and what it means, and, you know, so on and so forth. Right. And if you haven't and you want to, go to the beginnings of the Expand Your Reality. There's lots of shows there. It talks about kind of like a story that I use that really has helped me to understand why I'm here in this reality. Now, one of the things is kind of playing on that story is, you know, I truly do believe that each and every one of us, we chose to come here to this reality. Okay. And we chose to come here to this reality because we had something that we wanted to learn. We had things we wanted to complete. I believe that many of us came here to master a lot of these, what's the word I'm looking for? A lot of these restrictions, a lot of these paradigms, if you will, that this reality offers. That many other realities may not offer. So intrinsically, at the core of who you be, you may feel like, you know, I don't belong here. This isn't my home planet. And you may really even resonate with that feeling that you don't really belong here. And more than likely, this isn't where you're from. You are from somewhere else. Okay. And you came here to this reality to be able to play in some of the limitation, if you will, that this reality has to offer. Because if there's one thing that we have been able to do since we have been here in this reality, it's play in the multidimensional layers of limitation that this reality has to offer. And man, does this reality have a wide spectrum of limitation, doesn't it? I mean, there is all kinds of different ways that you can be locked up and limited in this reality. And I am really, truly a firm believer that we did come here to play in these constructs of limitations. Now, if you can look at that just for a moment, and even if it doesn't maybe even feel true to you, if you can just kind of follow me for a moment here and really look at this for a second, because what I believe is, okay, so you came here to play in limitation. You came here to play in some different constructs for your own soul's growth, not for anything else, but for yourself, okay? Now, if one of your biggest lessons is, you need to maybe learn self-love, then you may have a frequency or a core vibration of worthiness that vibrates within the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be. Okay. And then you may have lots of energies. I like to call them beings, doings, and others in the way of you getting close to the key to figuring that energy out. Okay. Because here's the thing. If you're always feeling this core vibration of worthiness coming up for you, and it kind of one of those things that continuously plagues you, and every time you get close to it, and every time you get close to changing it, you feel this energy that comes against you, number one, of like, oh, you're going to get in trouble if you change this. If you ever feel a vibration of getting into trouble, that is a key indicator that there are lots of oaths, vows, commitments. You have agreements with, you know, outside of this reality that is tying you or binding you into not changing that energy. Okay. So just keep that in mind. If you have that energy, if you're going to get into trouble for changing that, that's a key indicator that you have commitments, oaths, vows, you know, places and spaces where you agreed to keep this problem for some reason that is beyond this embodiment. It's beyond this life. Okay, that's why you can't change it, because it doesn't have anything to do with this lifetime. Kind of the same thing with even the energy of like where you hear, oh, you can't change this. You're never going to be able to change this. You're always going to have this problem. And I want you to note, number one, that if you're hearing that in your head, more than likely you are hearing it in the third person. You are hearing, you are never going to change this. You are always going to have this problem. You are never going to be able to shift this, right? Okay, now if that was really truly you talking to you, would you be talking to you in third person? No, you wouldn't. So whenever I hear you in my head, whenever I hear you in my head, I am very aware that that is not me talking to myself, okay? That is something that is beyond me, that has some type of power or control over me. Now, sometimes it's as simple as, okay, if I go back to, okay, I came here in this lifetime to learn powerful lessons, to, you know, play in limitation. I'm going to hire, and this is what I feel like we all do. We hire beings, doings, and others that are not from here as well, that exist within the ether realms, and they really truly kind of control what's going on within the energy, space, and consciousness of who we be, because they're there because we ask them to be. Now, if I want to master a certain level of lack, okay, and I know that I'm an infinite being, and I have infinite possibilities, and I have infinite powers, okay, and I want to come here, and I want to play in these multi-level layers of limitation, I know that if I show up as the true infinite being that I be, if I come to this reality in all of my glory, I know that I'm going to be able to call bull crap on this reality really, really fast, right? Because I am not that type of lack. I am not that limited. I'm never going to be able to play in these constructs of limitation in the true glory, in the true space of who I be, right? So I'm going to say, you know, hey, Earl, I'm in a different reality from a different universe, right? And I'm like, I'm going to go down there to that blue planet over there, and I'm going to play in the you know, lack and limitation that they have to offer over there, okay? And I'm going to need you to hold about, you know, maybe 80% of my capacities. I'm going to need you to hold those hostage, and no matter how much I beg and plead and ask you, I don't want you to give them back. And so I signed all of these oaths and vows and commitments and commitments, right? And I agree that I will not have my power. I mean, how many times have you been in a situation where you think, gosh, this should not be so hard for me. This problem should not be so difficult. It's because you're not used to playing in difficulty. You don't, even though you may have been here in this reality for many lifetimes, you're very aware that you do not have to be this limited. Your reality does not have to be so much lack, right? And so you know that as a core frequency, but you haven't been able to shift it. And that boils back to the fact that you have oaths, vows, commitments, all of these frequencies where you gave your power away to something else and said, don't give it back to me until, or at all, right? And so what you really have to do is you have to get in there and you have to clear all of that stuff out. Number one, you have to really acknowledge that if there's noise or there's an energy of feeling like you're getting into trouble, again, those are commitments. So I can do a couple commitment clearings here, but this goes pretty deep and it goes a little bit deeper than what I do on my radio show. And there really is, oftentimes there's multi-level layers of commitments that you're dealing with. So if you're hearing a lot of that stuff, if you're feeling a lot of that limitation, I do suggest, I will do some clearings today and it will give you a little bit more space, but I would really truly suggest that you go to my new playground. It's Consciousness on Demand. I'm super excited about it. It's just getting launched. It's just getting together. I do have a monthly membership there. Okay. It's consciousnessondemand.com. So it's, I'm not even going to try to spell consciousness right now, but it's consciousnessondemand.com. And when you go there, you can sign up for the Consciousness on Demand. Basically, it's like the playground. It's the monthly membership program. And within the monthly membership program, there is audios, lots of audios that, number one, teach you how to clear commitments. So you can, and it has kind of a worksheet where you can go through the different levels of commitments, whether it's commitments with parents, right? People in this lifetime, there's people outside of this lifetime. And there's also lots of audios in there to help you really truly clear those out of there. That monthly membership is available now. You can sign up now and you have like over 50 hours of audio that you can listen to, that you can really truly kind of clear that stuff out. Plus, there's lots of other stuff that we do in there and we're going to be doing in there to really truly get you into a new energy space and consciousness. So again, it's Consciousness on Demand. So let's just look at some of these that we can clear today. So let's just go ahead and pull up all of the agreements that are stopping you. What is everything that you want to change that you haven't, or what is it that the core thing that you've been wanting to change that you haven't been able to change? I want you to pull that up right now. Just pull that up energetically. And so let's just look at what is everything that is in the way of you changing that. Yeah, and everything, all of that is. And everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? And all you have to say is, I choose that now, because we're already expanded. And we're just going to clear that out of there. So what we're going to do is we're in the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be. And we're just going to vaporize it. Once you say, I choose that now, this is your universe, right? We expanded you out into your universe and it's your universe and you get to decide. And if you decide that you no longer want to function in this, all you have to do is choose it. You say, I choose that now. And we're just going to vaporize. And all of the oaths, vows, commitments, commilities, fealties, agreements, swearings, binded and bonded contracts, all of the reciprocal agreements, incarnational agreements, signatories, all of the golden agreements, golden handcuffs, divine agreements, sacred contracts, and billion-year agreements or contracts, all of the alliances, allegiances, and loyalties, safety clauses, protection clauses, plan and lessons, communication clause, times a godzillion, everything, all of that is as a sovereign being in a sovereign body of a free will universe across all time, no time, timelines, realities, realms, fractures, alters, dimensions, parallels, in all universes. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? All you have to say is, I choose that now. We're just going to revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, non-create, make null and void, 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 make null and void. And take a nice deep breath and just allow all of that to kind of vortex all the way out and all the way out and all the way out. And all of the Renicky's commands, booby traps, self-destruct programs, and backups in and around all of that. And all of that, 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 everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And all of the auto install, auto reinstall, auto backup, auto put back, auto update systems, technologies, and magics, reinstatement clauses, all of the black meta technologies, all of the binds, double binds, triple binds, quadruple binds, binds beyond binds, ad infinitum, and all of the signatories in and around all of this. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, non-create, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void. And take a nice deep breath. And all of the Mobius strips, quantum particulates, Schicu implants, and trifold sequencing systems underneath, around, and everything intertangled and interlocking in all of this, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And we're just going to vortex that all the way out and all the way through and all the way out and all the way through. Good. And just keep taking some nice deep breaths. So now what this is going to do is it's going to start breaking up these places and spaces where you gave that power, you gave that control over to something else or someone else or whatever that is, everywhere that you have these areas where you're not allowed to change things. Whenever you have anything in your life that you're not allowed to change, that always means that you just don't have the access to the information to be able to change them. And that really loops back into those commitments that you have with something or someone that's stopping you. You know, if I think about all of the commitments that I have probably made, I know that before I was conscious of this in this lifetime, I know there was plenty of times in my life where I made a commitment Even a small one, even a promise, even when you say, I promise, or, and you know, what's interesting is at the beginning of the show, I said that. So everywhere I said that, everywhere I chose that, everywhere I did that. Yeah. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, suppress. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, and also destroy and uncreate that promise, because I have no power or control over what you choose in your life. And it was really, that's an interesting thing, because I don't usually technically use the word promise, and it just came out. At the beginning of the show, I said, I think I said that you can change this. I said, I promise you can change this. And you know, you can. You totally can change this. But when I use the phrase promise, what I'm actually doing is I'm saying that I'm kind of binding myself into that decision. And the thing is I can't make any decisions for you. You have to make decisions for yourself. Right. And the thing is, and I'm a 100% complete and total believer in the idea that we haven't had the power or the control or the access to a lot of the things that we have access to now. You know, we're in this very, very, very extremely powerful time of transformation. And the energies that are available to you to change your life right now are increasingly greater and greater and greater every single day. So if you have this issue where you feel like, you know, I've been trying to change this for, you know, what feels like maybe even my whole life. Maybe this has always been a problem that's always been plaguing me. I want you to know that don't give up the choice to be able to keep moving forward and keep choosing to change it. Because number one, the choice to change this is a big deal. So if you have a problem, whatever this problem is that you have been wanting to change for most of your life that you haven't been able to change, number one, choose to change it. Okay. So right now I want you to take that issue, whatever that problem is, whatever that issue you've been having, and I want you to say out loud, universe, I am choosing to change, and say that issue, whatever it is. Yeah, bring me changing, and then say the problem again, whatever that is. I want you to say that one more time. Universe, I am choosing to change, and say your problem. Bring me changing, and say your problem. Now, I want you to really pay attention to what that feels like after you say that out loud. And I want you to say it again, okay? And this time when you say it out loud, I want you to pay attention to how the energy feels after you say it. So say, universe, I am choosing to change, and then say your problem. Bring me changing, say your problem. Now, what does that feel like? Does it feel weak? Does it feel kind of weird? Everything, all of that is. And all of that. Can you just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, suppress. Here we go. And now I want you to say that again. Universe, I am choosing to change, and say your problem. Then bring me changing and say your problem. Yeah, and I'm just going to kind of vortex that through and give you more space. Here we go. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And everything that's in the way of you changing that, everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? In vaporize, suppress, 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 suppress. So what we, once we choose it, once we've chosen it, so what's, and then we, number two, we clear everything that's in the way, right? Then let's look at everything that's stopping you from actually having it, which would be all of the agreements. So all of the oaths, vows, commitments, communities, fealties, agreements, swearings, binding and bonded contracts, all of the reciprocal agreements, incarnational agreements, signatories, all of the golden agreements, golden handcuffs, divine agreements, secret contracts and billionaire agreements or contracts, all of the alliances, allegiances, safety clauses, protection clauses, plan lessons, communication clauses, times a godzillion, as a sovereign being in a sovereign body of a free will universe across all time, no time, timelines, realities, realms, fractures, ultras, parallels, dimensions, in all universes, everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, suppress, 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 suppress. And all of the auto-install, auto-reinstall, auto-backup, auto-putback, auto-update systems, technologies, and magics, reinstatement clauses, black meta technology, sorry, all the binds, double binds, triple binds, quadruple binds, binds beyond binds, and ad infinitum in and around all of this. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, suppress, 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 and revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, non-create, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void. Yeah, and we're just going to settle that down and through, and down and through, and down and through. And we're just going to give you new space, new space, new space, new space. The thing is once you decide you want to change something, if you can't change it, it's because you don't have control over it. So first you're going to choose to change it, and you're going to clear everything in the way, and then you clear out all of the commitments around it, and then you choose it again. So let's go ahead and choose it again. Say, I am choosing, and I want you to say that thing. Universe, bring me changing, and say that thing again today. There you go. I want you to feel this. Do you feel how different that feels? Say it again. I am choosing to change. Universe, bring me changing. Do you feel how different that feels? Do you feel much more space you have around the thing? Now, this is, I would say, one part of really, truly beginning to change. You know, if you start actively every single day, actively choosing to change the thing that you haven't been able to change in your life, if you start actively saying, I am choosing to change this, and you start putting energy toward changing it, right? And not that you probably haven't already. You might think, oh, I've been trying to change this forever. But there's a difference between trying to change something and choosing to change it. When you start actively speaking, I am choosing to change this. And you start telling the universe to bring you the change that you're looking for. And then you start actively clearing everything that's stopping you from changing it. You're going to start seeing that that thing is going to start changing. And it might be slow change and it might be really, really fast change. But what you're going to notice is it's going to start to change. Just going to give you some more space here, more space here, more space here, more space here. And I'm going to go back to what I was talking about at the beginning of this show today. Oftentimes the problem that you're looking to change radiates from a core frequency that you're living your life from. Like if I was looking at my fibromyalgia, let's say for instance, okay, I can choose to change my fibromyalgia, but I have to get to, number one, I have to choose to change it, right? I have to clear everything that's in the way of it. And then what I get to do is I get to see what is creating it in my life. Okay, so the choice to change the problem, which my problem was fibromyalgia, right? The choice to choose to change the fibromyalgia was step number one. Then clearing everything that was contributing to it in my life was like all the energy, all the space, all the consciousness was number two. Then clearing all of the commitments, all of the places, all the oaths, vows, and commitments I had to keeping it was number three. Number four was going back to choosing to change it, right? And then what I started to be able to see from that was that there was an energy that I was in that was contributing to it. Now, again, this is not a wrongness of you. This is not because you decided something about your life. This is an energy that maybe has been plaguing you for lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes. Right now, for me, it was like a core sadness. Now, when I looked at that core sadness, I could identify that that core sadness had been following me around for much of my lifetime. No matter what was going on around me, I always felt like I wanted to be happy. I had plenty of reasons to be happy, but I just really, truly couldn't choose happy, right? Even though I could put a smile on my face and I could go about my day, you know, and people could identify me with as being a happy person, at the core of who I wasn't able to really truly access really true happiness because I was functioning within a sadness paradigm. Now that we've kind of roundabouted all the way to that place, the thing is once you become aware of that core vibration, you can change it the same way as I've been talking about all day today. And the more, what you're going to find is, and for many of us, we have, you know, we have core vibrations, but then we have all kinds of other vibrations that we are functioning in as well. And the thing is every single one of those vibrations is existing in your life because of something, okay? And what you really have to be aware of is you can't resist those energies or make you wrong for having those energies because in that space, you're never, ever, ever going to be able to change it, okay? You really have to get to a space where you acknowledge that those energies are in your energy space and consciousness, and you have to just really truly allow yourself to receive them and acknowledge them and choose to change them. Okay? There is nothing that changes from a resistance energy. Yeah, everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. everything all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. I'm just going to vortex that all the way through, all the way through. I'm just going to open this up a little bit more, and everything all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 and all the shikyu and energy fog in and around all of this. All of that, all of that, all of that, all of that. Everything all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And we're just going to vortex that out and give you more space, more space, more space, more space. Just really kind of going to untangle more and more of this so you can really truly get into that feeling that you know that you can change anything. There is nothing in this world that is unchangeable for you. You have the power and the resources and the access to being able to change anything that you choose to change in your life. And everything that doesn't allow that for you, and all of that, 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 can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? Yeah, we're just going to kind of vortex that out a little bit more, giving you more space, more space, more space, more space. Awesome. I'm just going to kind of wrap these up here because we're almost done with time for today. And as I kind of wrap these energies up and bring you all the way back and all the way present, know that you have a choice in what happens in your life. And if you really truly are feeling like you don't have a choice, like you can't change something, that you're stuck, please reach out to me, get a hold of me. I have lots of amazing things going on right now. I can direct you in a certain way. We have my new platform, Consciousness on Demand. There's tons of classes on there from me. There's the membership portal that you can also sign up for. That has lots of resources as well. I have price points from $57 all the way up to, I think the most expensive class on there right now is like maybe $1,100. I have so many amazing resources that you can do. Even my radio show, there's tons of archives now. There's over a year of programming here. that you can listen to help shift. And if you need more help, you can always go to my website, www.jamie-bates.com, and you can reach out to me there. I have a waiting list currently for personal coaching, but I will have spaces. I kind of have spaces open up here and there if you're interested in actually getting some personal one-on-one help. I will tell you right now that there's nothing like having someone to have your back, to really guide you through the places and spaces that you may not be able to see that are tripping you up. And I will tell you that hiring a coach for myself was probably one of the best things I ever did in my life. And helping people is really something that I just love. And really having someone have your back while you go through your transformation and while you really shift and change your life is priceless, really. So you can email me if you want to be on my waiting list. You can also ask me some questions if you really, you know, you're having an issue with something and you don't really know what to do. Let me know and I can maybe guide you onto a product that may help you, or maybe even refer you to someone else. I do have lots of amazing facilitators that have been now working with me who also do similar to what I do, but in their own way, right? Because they're them. I feel like each and every one of us has our unique special gift to share with the world. So we're all a little bit different. But I have a psychologist, I have a therapist who's also worked under me, and they are taking personal clients as well. So really for me, there's no problem that's too big or too small. We can help you shift them all. So you can also, again, check out consciousnessondemand.com, and all of my new programs and the playground and stuff is on there. And we are going to have, I am going to have a new class that's starting in October. Today is September 4th. I am going to have a new class that starts October 5th. It's called I Am Present. And this is going to be a step-by-step program into really truly getting present in your life. And you know how we were even talking about today, like those energies that are like, you know, you're going to get in trouble or you can't change that. When you really truly slow down and you really truly get present in those day-to-day interactions, it's so much easier to dissipate, release, and shift and change the things in your life that you haven't been able to shift and change. And so this is going to be a 30-day class, like many of my others, except that we are really going to be taking this really, really slow. We're going to really slow down. And we're going to really, truly take this one step at a time and really anchor you in your being so you can have a laser focus and you can really truly know step by step how to really truly transform your life in the present moment instead of being ping-ponged in reaction or controlled by something outside of you. When you are truly present, when you are completely present in your body, in your being, it changes everything. So this I Am Present is going to start in October 5th. You can check it out on my website or you can check it out on Consciousness On Demand. But either way, thank you so much for listening to me today. And I'm grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you for your feedback. If you have any feedback for me, you can send it as well to my website or you can join me on Facebook on Expand Your Reality. Thank you so much and have a great day.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm.